Carlos O'Reilly, no doubt you're very happy after your side's performance today here in David Brennan Memorial Park. Good victory, high scoring game, 218-117, but to get any victory up here, it must mean quite a lot to your squad.
The victories up here are few and far between now, but it was great to get the win today. We were 6 or 7 down at half time, and I thought a lot of boys stood up in the second half and got us over the line.
You came out of the traps really, really quick in the first opening half against the Breeze too, it has to be said. You just went, I think it was 5-0 up against Niamh Connell. Not a lot of teams come here and do that.
We'd probably pride ourselves the last couple of games on trying to start fast, because first day out against McCool's we were 7 or 8 down at half time. So a big emphasis this week was supposed to try and start fast and push on from there.
This game, suppose it, you just got the good start, and suppose Niamh Connell came back, and you know, he's asked a lot of questions of them in that first half. Maybe he didn't gun at half time with the lead it was Niamh Connell, but there was a significant breeze there, Carlos.
There was a massive. It was suppose 6 points down with the new rules at half time wasn't too much. You know, it's only 3 kicks to the ball, and we have the likes of Daniel, Michael McGinley, even Michael Langan there kicked a few 2-pointers in the second half, which is. It's massive nowadays, so maybe a 6-point lead isn't as much as it used to be, but at the same time, you know, we probably got caught for a breach at the end of the first half, and I thought they scored a goal. You know, it was a killer blow as well, maybe 5 or 6 minutes left in the half, so we're probably a bit disappointed to be down by 6 points, but the game's still there, you know, when you are only 5 or 6 points down.
Yeah, he's never dropped the head, he's kept working away, and he's got, I think it was Daniel started off the second half, he got the first score, which was a 2-pointer, and he got another score, then you know, the rest he's got in the act then as well. Suppose he's got the goals at the right time today.
Aye, the goals were massive. I think we might have been 6 down, maybe 10 minutes into the second half when Edwards scored that goal, and then Daniel scored another goal to pull us level, or maybe even one ahead. I thought they came at a massive time, you know, goals win games, and when you have players of that quality in your team, you know, they're always good for a goal or two as well.
Yeah, important. Goals are important, but I suppose we've seen the 2-pointer really coming to the fore with, you know, the new rules. It's been important, and I suppose you have a few lads who can kick 2-pointers within your squad.
Well, that's it this year. You know, you have Daniel back firing, you have Colin McFadden, Hugh O'Donnell's back, and like you have dangers from all over the place, like, and even Oisin Langan got in there and got a 2-pointer from the half back line. Michael Cannon kicked a couple of points. You know, the scores are, you know, we're not over reliant on people for scores, which is brilliant. You know, we have 7 or 8 different scorers, and that there's a great asset to have, I suppose.
Pushing on from today, big victory today. You know, you'd be happy with the first, the last 3 games anyway for St. Michael's with victories. I suppose all focus now to the quarterfinals.
Yeah, definitely. We have a week off. We have 2 weeks until the next game, so we'll put in 4 or 5 good training sessions and hopefully kick on. And the next day out in the quarterfinal, we don't know who we have yet, but hopefully we'll be fit to put in a good performance and push on from there.